Bertolo at the right board, moving to the circle, goes back to Russell, quick shot, and that is deflected wide of the net. Murray at the right point, moves it into the slot, it bounced off Bertolo's stick, recovered by O'Brien, and he wheels it down the ice. There's 1:15 left in the Chicago manpower advantage. They have 25 power play goals. Murray starts Mikita away with Russell, Bertolo taking his pass up across the blue line. Into the Barron's corner, tied up, went behind the net, left for Rhoda. Rhoda whipped the pass past Mikita. Murray had to come up the boards quickly, got it behind the net, centered in front, quick shot Mikita. Off Rhoda's pass, missed from point blank. At the line, Russell shooting, and it was blocked in traffic in front. Rhoda to Mikita. Down goes Edwards as Mikita went past the net. Got back up, recovered it, into the slot. It is banged behind the net by Potvin. As the Hawks press here, and press, Mikita blocked the clearing pass by O'Brien. Chased the puck to the corner. Comes from the side. Covered by Maroon. Spun around to get away. Into the circle. In front, Bertolo shooting. And he hit O'Brien with a shot. And it went to Maroon. And he quickly turned and slapped it up the ice. Glorious chances there. Mikita shaking his hand as he comes off. And the other changes by Chicago. 12 seconds left in the Hawks manpower advantage. Out they come with Russell's pass to Murray. Ahead to Bolderin. Up over the blue line to the left side man. Bully shoots. Turned inside. Big rebound in front of McKechnie. Cleared it up the ice. A race down the ice. Here comes McCann. The shot. As he got there ahead of Murray, was fly to the Blackhawks net. Bolderin heading back. Penalty is up. Bolderin flips it in from the blue line as the Hawks complete their line change. Randy Holt with a pass to McAdam. McAdam to McKechnie. Up the right side, intended for Murdoch. Too far behind the net. Esposito had to come out of there and get to it first. McAdam in the corner. Back to the line, but it was intercepted by Mulvey. Mulvey to Bolderev. Ahead to Wilson, moving up the left side. Sturdy in across the line. Cabulli, the puck rolled off his stick as he was tied up to spell in the play by Greg Smith. Barron dumped it to center ice. Wilson flipped it to the open wing. Taken there by Smith, met by Wilson in his long shot wide of the Chicago net. Almost to the 9-minute mark, no score. Whipping in quickly, Fiddler intercepted a pass for Mulvey, and his quick shot was wide of the Chicago net. A pass now from Bully to Bolderev. Bolderev was coming back deep into his own zone. Couple of head fakes on McKechnie, moves by him to center right. Up to the Cleveland line, winds up, shoot!
Individual effort. Ronnie sort of took the puck back into his own end and started coming out again, turned around, went back in, lost right by McKechnie, right through the whole team. Here comes the announcement.
Bolderev is 18th of the year from Ted Bully at 9:07.
And there it is. The Hawks getting the jump goal here. And out the left side now, here come the Barons. A shot by Tukarnas and a ripping hard drive past the right post. Over the corner, Kelly against Dave Gardner. They bang around there. Wilson comes in to help out. Tied up his man, and away comes Kelly. Barron with Fiddler's shot from outside the line, an easy save for Esposito. Talon collected there. Two men back. Talon is up alone and was checked by Potvin at the blue line. Clever defensive play there by the Barons defenseman, formerly with the New York Islanders. We get a stop and play.
Chicago Blackhawks and the Barons down doing some line juggling. I'm trying to get Stan McKeith out there against Dennis Maroux.
And here we go. We'll get a recap on that goal when we get our next stoppage here. Bob Murray near his own net to Mikita in the slot. Nice drop pass to Murray as he was surrounded by two forechecking Barons. Mikita now forced back inside of his own line and tied up by Parisi. They blocked there. We get an offside. It came out and quickly back in and play his whistle. 9:45 left. 1-0 Chicago.
I had an opportunity to talk to Eddie Johnson, newly acquired from the St. Louis Blues. Outstanding goaltender, 16 years in the National Hockey League, a big addition to the Blackhawks, considering, unfortunately, they're going to have to play this year without Mike Weiser, and Eddie, I think, will come in and do a good job until Mike's healthy again, and we'll probably see Mike back in the next year, but Eddie will do a good job for the Blackhawks, so we'll talk with him shortly in between the first and second period.
It'll be Rick Shinsky against Stan Mikita. The draw to the left of Tony Esposito. Mikita got the draw to Russell. Over to the boards to Rota. He is quickly tied up on the far board by Ken Cusick. Covering it, send it in behind his own net to Smith. Over to the left boards. Out to Hampton. Hampton up the middle. There it was intended for Cusick. Two parts that wide of the Chicago net. Russell poked it here to the right wing board. Bordolo ahead to Mikita. Three back. They get back there quickly, working hard. Over to Rota. He is tied up from behind and turned around there. The crowd hollering at Shinsky. Did a very close checking job on Darcy Rota. Dennis O'Brien recovering the puck. Moves to center ice. Comes to the line. His shot hit Magnuson. Magnuson flipped it. It hit Hampton. Recovered by Darcy Rota. 8:15 to play, and it's 1-0 Chicago. Give and go here to Rota. Lost control of the puck. And Cusick takes it in behind the Cleveland net. Rota slammed into him. The puck came around to Hampton. Hampton's pass ahead intercepted by Boldarev. Dropped it back to the Hawk line. Russell forced a swing in behind by Cusick. Now a feed to Kelly coming up the middle. His bump and turned around and couldn't take the pass as Smith got in his way. Now it is tipped out by O'Brien. A loose puck at center ice. Russell shot it to the open wing off. Collision of Cleveland players. Boldarev comes up with a puck. Barreling his way in, and his quick backhand shot was blocked. Back to the line, it's cleared a drive by Magnuson. Blocked by O'Brien on the way to the net. As Pierre Pont was having a little go in front of the net with Greg Smith. Up the ice comes McKechnie in across the Chicago line. There's a spin around, works down the boards against Pont, takes the shot, blocked, and held by Esposito.
We'll have a face-off to Tony's right.
Ivan Boldarev's goal, the only score so far. Face-off won by the Hawks, Degla, against McKechnie. Left it for Dale Talon. Talon now charges up to his own blue line, cuts away from McKechnie, crosses center ice, drives it into the Barron's corner. Edwards stops it there for McAdam, wheeled it around the far boards. It was Smith-Wilson shooting a deflection just wide of the right post. Vaughn on the near boards against McAdam. Help from McKechnie. Talon battling as well, and the puck deflected out in the center ice. McAdam got it there, over to the right side, and a hard shot, the glove save on Bob Murdoch by Tony Esposito. 1-0 Chicago. Near his own net with a puck. It's chased by Gardner, passed it off to Wilson. Long lead pass. Talon moves down the right board, crosses the center ice, drives it in. Edwards stops it behind the net. Bolt flipped it to the corner. Bully blocked it. Here's Mulvey centering. Oh, and Boldarev could not quite pick it up. The pass was just a little too hot to handle, or Boldarev was parked there, actually in motion, but he was alone right in front. Boldarev recovering at center ice, moves up to the line. It opens up in the middle. He's trying to sneak in there. Quick backhand flip at the outside of the far post. A clever little shot there by Boldarev, almost picked the far side. Fiddler back quickly down the far boards against Wilson. Barges in, centered in front. And Mulvey covering Gardner on the play, knocked it off to the corner. Talon chased the puck behind his own net. Sneaks away from Gardner. Over to the boards. Leap pass, Boldarev at center ice. On the fly, Mulvey coming in across the line. Steps out in front. A backhander he missed as he went tumbling to the ice. A real thriller play there by Grant Mulvey. And he almost picked up a corner going down on the shot as he tied it up after the play to stop the action. Stick to Bob Murray near the line. Banged away by Marouk up into the Chicago zone. Logan got back quickly. A bank pass off the boards to John Murray. Drops it back to the blue line to Murray. Marouk moving in. He's like a little buzz bomb out there. Over to the left side for March. Cross the blue line to Mikita. Fading to his left was checked by Maneri. And Maneri fires it up the ice. No icing call. They rule Murray could have played it. I think that's stretching a point.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
5 minutes and 5 seconds to play, unless he had 14-foot arms. Here is Mikita up across the blue line. A little pass there. Over to Marks. The shot, and it hit Edwards. And rather than he blocked it, here's a pass in front. Another shot this time. Mikita, another shot, and that was blocked. Delayed penalty coming up to the Baron. Back to the blue line, Logan. Logan flipped it by a Tecmaneri to Coral. Coral flipped it back for Marks. They rule it was in possession briefly, though, but long enough for a stop in play. They block a stop with 4 minutes and 41 seconds left in the first period.
Oh, I think this is one time in the game, even before, just a penalty being called now on Dennis Marouk. The Blackhawks seem to be putting on a little more pressure now, Ron, after that goal by Ivan Boldarev, which was his 18th, and assisted from Ted Bowley at 9:07. It seemed to give the Blackhawks a bit of a lift. Here comes that announcement now on...
Cleveland penalty, Marouk for hooking at 15:19.
The game second penalty, both have been to Cleveland. In earlier meetings between these two clubs, and as I said, it's 3 months since they last saw one another. On October the 30th, it was 6-1 for Chicago here at Chicago Stadium. On the 28th of October, the Hawks won in Cleveland 4-2. And they do not see each other again now until March. So that's really spreading it out.
Oh, if Cleveland makes as many changes as they did before, then we probably won't know any of the players when they get back here.
Here is that score! McKean, and he stuffs it up past Terry Edwards and collecting that touch is Stan Mikita. It's a very monumental milestone goal. He now passes John Bellamy in the all-time scoring race as he scores the 508th goal of his illustrious, splendid National League career. And it comes at 15:23 in the period. The Hawks take a 2-0 lead. And Clint Carl was instrumental in setting up Stan Mikita with a score.
Well, when Stan was to the right of the net like that, Ron, he's on his forehand. Clint played it out far enough away from... Here comes the announcement now.
Goal. Putting my head of John Valvo in seventh place of all-time National Leaguers.
The publicity director for the Blackhawks, Don Murphy, been pressed into service on the PA system here tonight, makes that announcement on the 508th goal to a pass, Stan Mikita pass, John Bellavole. Playback underway, Mikita in his own zone, clear to the line, a shot from there by Stewart, blocked in front by Mikita. Maroof was right near that crease. Mikita sends Marks away, up across the line to Coral. Took the pass and escaped, tried a return pass, and Marks could not reach it. Maneri trying to get a pass to Maroof, went to Russell. Russell breaks his stick and slapping it, it hit Maroof and ricochet down the ice to the Chicago zone. Magnuson has it there. Over to the boards to Mark. The Hawks with a 2-0 lead as we get back into regular NHL play after the All-Star break. And a great All-Star game it was. Very, very entertaining. The best in a long time. Marks with Carl. Away they come. Marks carrying. Up against Maroof. Right wing pass to Carl. Tied up by O'Brien. The puck slid into the Cleveland corner. Collision there between Smith and Marks. Out the right side, Maneri. An excellent rookie for the Barons. Coral at center ice taps it into the Cleveland zone. Just over 3 minutes to play in the opening period. Here on snowbound night in Chicago. 2-0 Chicago lead. Magnuson with the puck now. A left wing pass to Kelly at center ice. He is checked there. It is tapped off. Is a stick and dumped into the Chicago zone by Bob Murdoch. In the corner, Magnuson. Up the boards to Kelly, tied up by Murdoch. McKechnie trying to dig it loose. Russell slapped it up the ice. It just makes the Cleveland corner and does not pass the goal line, so no icing on the play. A pickoff by Kelly, the shot, as he stole Murdoch's clearing pass. In behind the net to O'Brien, out the right side to Murdoch, ahead to McKechnie, up to the Chicago line, a pass intended there for McAdam, off his stick. Murray for the Hawks to Daigle, down the right side, by O'Brien, but O'Brien got enough of him to prevent it from overtaking the puck as it shot ahead. Murray kept it in, shot it down the board. Potvin slapped it into center right. Murray ahead for Daigle, can't reach it. And O'Brien banked it off the boards into center right. Good play by Logan to prevent McAdam from breaking into the clear. McKechnie recovered the loose puck. Back to the line to Potvin. His pass was off the mark. Murray trying to send Kelly in. Racing after the puck. Edwards has to come out of the net. Hit Kelly at the right side. Kelly shot it around here to the boards to Murray. McAdam tried to bang it out. Could not. Recovered by Pierre Plante. To Murray. Over in front to the circle. To Daigle. Trying a backhand pass. And that was intercepted. Murdoch out with it. A left wing pass, nobody home, and Murray jammed it to Plunt. Plunt, stick handling, now up across the line. It's tied up from behind by Murdoch, and it is recovered by Smith. Smith's lead pass for Hampton too far. Just a minute and a half left in the first period, the Hawks leading 2-0. As Ted Bulley on the ice now shot it into the Cleveland zone. Here comes Randy Holt up against Doug Wilson. Flicked it into the corner. There's going to be a penalty on the
Hockey line. League is on the ice right now with Doug Wilson off. Here's the shot from the line by Potvin is wide of the Chicago net. Burl on the boards against Hampton. Recovered by Gabe Gardner. Back to the line. Pass to Potvin. Winds up. Shoots. Turned aside by Esposito. A low hot slapper there by Potvin. Off the board, Fiddler.
Forced back to the side by Magnuson. Passed it to the corner to Gardner in front. Fiddler shoots. And that was blocked by Russell, who knocks Fiddler down. And Coral sends the puck down the ice.